Mr. President, Botswana welcomes the delegation of Nepal to their second UPR. We thank them for the presentation of their national report. We note with appreciation Nepal's ratification of core international human rights instruments, the establishment of transitional justice mechanisms, and the adoption of the new constitution that seeks to ensure the enjoyment of fundamental human rights and freedoms. In addition, the implementation of the climate change policy and the national framework of local adaptation plan for action will go a long way in addressing impacts of climate change on human rights. However, we note reports by treaty bodies regarding discrimination against women, trafficking of women and girls for sexual exploitation and forced labor, among others. We are also concerned about reports of physical attacks, death threats, harassment, and reprisals of human rights defenders by security forces, armed groups, and youth wings of political parties. We note the challenges faced in addressing some of the human rights concerns, including establishment of effective institutions, transitional justice systems, and accountability mechanisms to deal with crimes of the past. We encourage Nepal to continue its cooperation with human rights mechanisms to ensure progress in these areas. We recommend that Nepal step up efforts to eliminate gender equity and implement the national strategy on ending child marriages. To investigate all cases of threats and attacks against human rights defenders. We wish Nepal a successful review and adoption of the UPR report.